producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I don't know. I'm a scientist, right? We all know that. But every once in a while, don't you have the feeling that somehow Mercury is retrograde or something? Which, you know, I mean, you have to remember that astrology was considered science by the ancients. And a lot of the things that we think are kind of weird are sort of now coming back into vogue. I'm not sure astrology is necessarily the top of the list, but things like acupuncture is much more accepted now than it was, say, 50 years ago. It was sort of viewed as voodoo, 50 years ago, even though a huge percent, you know, a quarter of the world absolutely believes in it. The reason I say that is, I know, because you guys who listen to the program know that I'm a believer in the full moon kind of stuff, that there is really... That seems to me to be sensible. If the tides, something as monumental as the tides can be affected by it, and gravity can be affected by it, that we sort of mere little mortals that are wandering around, you know, trying not to fall off the edge of the earth, are going to be affected by it. So that one doesn't seem to me particularly pushing it. But, I mean, every once in a while. All right, so let me just... I was walking around a couple of days ago, and this guy was walking toward me. You know, we were walking in opposite directions. And he dropped a dollar bill. I didn't know what was a dollar bill. He dropped some money out of his pocket. And so I went and picked it up and said, sir, and gave him back his money. And there were three construction workers sitting on the bench while this was happening. And they gave me a very hard time about it. They said, if it was a $100 bill, you wouldn't have returned it. And I said... Yeah, I returned it because I'm really not good at math, and I figured you guys would want to cut. Of course I would have returned it if it was a $100 bill. All right, so that was number one. Same intersection. Yesterday, we referred to it down here as the Avenue de Mort, you know, the Avenue of Death, because there are cars, there's a light, but there are also traffic cops down there, which are the bane of most of our existences, whether you're a pedestrian or a driver. Because they just don't have that, you know, the big perspective. They don't have enough perspective to know what's going on. And so the light is really timed for traffic, not for pedestrians. So when it finally turns to red to stop them and get us, you know, we're all anxious to go. And quite often the cops will not let us go, which creates a certain amount of antipathy, shall we say. And usually, I mean, it's sort of kept more or less within bounds. But yesterday, one of the cops dropped the... There were probably 7 or 8 of us on one side of the street, got it, and 9 or 10 on the other. So it was fairly... And he, this guy, dropped the F-bomb several times, referring to us and our behavior and whatever. And I went... And I was behaving for some unbeknownst reason. And so I went and found a guy and said, look, these people down here are, you know, the taxpayers. It was our light. And for these guys to refer to us as the blanking people who are blanking, doing their blanking thing again is inappropriate. Now, I don't know if anything will happen about it, but it made me feel at least I was standing up for the universe. Emily, welcome. You're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. I promise not to drop any F-bombs on you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Oh, thank you. I called last week about my husband who is becoming friends with someone that I thought was inappropriate.
Right.
And I did as you said, and I thought it was working great. It was excellent. Things were getting better. And then yesterday morning, I had the weirdest feeling. So I went to his iPad and looked at his Facebook Messenger. And there's messages back and forth between them, where there usually are. One of them, she said, when you tell me you love me, blah, blah, blah. And I blew up. I sent a message back in caps saying, how dare you? I don't remember what I said exactly. I called him and I said, you're telling her you love her? What is this all about? And he said, I love you. No, it's you I love, but I've been trying to manage this and extricate myself. Ooh. I didn't take it very well. I kind of went off on him. And I said,
when you say went off on him, what specifically does that entail?
Well, I just kind of said a lot of things that,
Give me some examples of things.
Okay, I said, I've been asking you for a month what was going on, and you told me nothing. You told me to trust you. You told me nothing was going on. We're just friends. It's an infatuation, and it'll pass. And here you tell her you love her. What in the heck is going on?
Wait a minute. Did he say, let me just get one thing straight, and I'm not defending him. Please don't misunderstand me.
Yes.
When I thought she said, when you tell me you love me, that he did not say in that. So it could have been months ago.
No, we talked about it, and he came back home, and he told me yes. In fact, I told her I loved her. I said, well, how
do we know what
the
time frame is?
He said in the last month.
Okay.
He said that their relationship had been heating up in the last month. He told me, I left. I got really upset. I left. I came back later that yesterday afternoon. We talked. He's told me that we were just friends. It never went beyond that. It went a little bit further into hugs and some kissing. But it was never more than that. It was never a sexual relationship. I don't feel that for her. I love you. I want to make our relationship work. But, yes, it did, in fact, go further than it should have. The boundaries were not there. The walls were not up. I went too far. He's apologized profusely. I've listened to him. What I want to know from you is, I want to make this work. How do you get the trust back, and how do you let go of the betrayal, which is when I've been asking him for a month what was going on, and he said, nothing, nothing, nothing. You got to trust me.
Okay. Let me back up about that for just a minute.
Yes.
Have you ever done anything in your life that you thought was really incredibly stupid, and you knew it was stupid, but owning up to it was going to create a real problem? I think most of us have.
Yes.
It's not that I'm giving, he certainly is not going to win the Husband of the Month award anytime
soon. Absolutely.
On the other hand, sort of at that moment saying a month ago, because you didn't really have the goods on him, and men, guys, you need to understand that you think you're getting away with something, but it's costing you, and it should at least cost you your conscience. You know, let's give him temporarily the benefit of the doubt, because you want to give him the benefit of the doubt, because it sounds to me you really want this relationship to work.
Yeah.
So, because one of several things is true. Either he's opting for her and trying to figure out how to get out of the relationship with you, but it doesn't really fit the data very well.
Right.
Yeah, it didn't fit the data. All right. So the second is he's a pathological liar. But that doesn't fit the data very well either. He's left too many clues. Look, you have to remember underneath all this, I'm still a psychologist. And so when people's email or iPad or whatever sort of is left out, it's like, you know, when adolescents want you to find something, they'll yell at you for snooping. And I'm not a fan of snooping. But they'll also put it in a situation you can't ignore it because they really want someone to force them to say, okay, what's really going on here?
Which is what he's telling me. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's adolescent behavior.
Stop.
Yeah, it's adolescent behavior, and it sucks, and it puts you in a terrible position. But you get to be the mom. But if we look realistically, I think if you really want to move forward, and I believe you do, then I think focusing too much on, look, I gave you a month, you jerk. You know, how come you couldn't fess up then? It's not the place to start. Because, first of all, he did, actually. And second, it doesn't get you any place. But you're now at a really interesting, maybe interesting is the wrong word, an important juncture. Because you can either continue the role that he put you in, which is to be the mom, to be the parent, to be the superego, the conscience.
No.
Or we can shift it back where it belongs to him. All right. So if you want to continue the role that you have, which I would highly recommend you not do for a whole lot of reasons. First of all, it puts the responsibility on your children. Who wants it? I mean, you want responsibility for positive things, not negative, number one.
Yes.
Number two, it allows him to wiggle out. Number three, for the long term, it really encourages him to be the little boy, to be the sneak, I was just kidding. You know, and so no matter how you look at it, it's profitless for you to continue the role that you have, which is to discover.
Yep.
So you're asking an incredibly relevant question, which is, what do I do now?
Yeah.
But you know the person to ask?
Him.
Yeah.
Me.
No, not you. Not you. To ask him. All right. So let me put you on hold for a minute. We'll come back and figure out because what you need to say to him is exactly the question. So how do we put this back together? All right. So Let me put you on hold. Let me also ask you over this break to think about if there are other things that we need to attend to. Because as long as you're going to do the kind of, let's put this back together, you might as well get everything done at the same time. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Emily, who's kind of in an unpleasant situation in that she's, and I think it was a 9-year marriage, yes? Something like
yeah.
That. And you're 57, he's 63. And he's been acting kind of wonky, and it turns out there's a woman involved. And we talked last week about how to deal with it. Not be in the mom position. You don't really want to encourage someone to lie to you.
No.
So what I would say to him at this moment, as I said, is I didn't even start a little farther back than that. You might as well, you're in an incredibly powerful, if unpleasant, position. And so you can say, look, if you feel that you need time to decide between the two of us, let's figure that out. Let's, you need to go someplace and figure it out. And he of course, is going to go ballistic about that because it's going to scare the living daylights out of him. But that's not a bad thing. Good. So,
I saw that film last night, and he did, yes.
Yeah, well, you can kind of revisit it as well. Say, if you need time. You know, think about it, and if, I realize that didn't appeal to you, but if you need time to decide, second of all, I have some questions, which is, the first question is, do you need time to decide? I don't want to sit here and feel like I'm auditioning for the role.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I guess we need to know how this happened so it doesn't happen again. So, and he's going to say, I don't know. And you're going to say, not good enough. You're going to have to come up with something because I don't want to sit around worrying about, is he flirting with somebody else? Has she come back in life? So I need to know how this happened. How are you going to assure me it's not going to happen again? And I guess what's in it for me should it happen again? And how do you put this back together? What are you going to do to make this okay? And he's going to say, well, I don't know. So that's all right. Take the time you need. And if you need to take the time by not being here, it would be helpful for me to know if you plan to stay here, how soon you're going to do it, because I don't want to feel like I'm on tenterhooks the whole time. So you're, as I said, you're in an incredibly powerful position, but I would put it on his shoulders, not yours.
Yeah. We both realize that I've been kind of distant because of all the stuff that's happened in our life, and I've recently realized that, I love him and I want to be with him, and that's kind of when it turned around, I think. But he was still stuck in the middle of this friendship, quote unquote.
Well, and I tend to believe him. I mean, I think that's a sort of a understandable scenario. I think all of us have done that. When first of all, every relationship goes through peaks and valleys.
Yeah.
And the problem is when we're feeling unappreciated, we look for appreciation elsewhere. And things can, I think, start out very innocently of just somebody saying, well, is that a new tie? Or, gee, did you lose weight? Or that's a great color on you. And we think, wow, it's kind of like sort of a little bit of water in the desert if we perk right up.
Yeah.
Which is something to remind ourselves in relationships is they are not linear. And the only way to make sure that they stay healthy is to take care of them on an ongoing basis. And it doesn't mean you have to do it 24/7, but it probably means you have to do it 23/6.5. I mean, you have to do a lot. Marriage takes a lot of work. Any relationship does, whether it's a work relationship, a friendship, a sibling relationship, a neighboring relationship, a mentoring relationship. You can't just start it and then let it go. It just won't survive.
Yeah.
And we forget that. So, as I said, if there's some other issues, and you already brought up one, which is, how do I, Emily, not sort of withdraw. How do I go to him? Because the problem about withdrawal is not only does it leave him abandoned, it also makes him feel useless.
Yeah.
Well, I know she's going through it. Because my guess is that in the last month or so, or however this has been going on both sides, on the friendship side and on the side with you, if he said, what can I do to help? Or, let's go do something. Or he put his arms around you and you view it as an overture to sex. And he viewed it as, gee, I'm trying to help you out. The two of you need to be able to turn to each other more, to at least communicate to each other when you don't want to turn to each other, because it makes both of you very vulnerable to outside influences, whether it's seduction or predatory behavior or just distraction, which doesn't help.
Well, and that's exactly how it feels, is that we weren't communicating as much as we were, and so this happened.
Yeah.
It came along at the right time in his life, I guess, or the wrong time, or however you want to look at it. And it was a distraction, yeah.
Well, and the good news is that it hasn't been, it hasn't been lethal, it doesn't sound like. It's uncomfortable and it's unpleasant, but it also sounds like a wake-up call. But as I said, and I would actually be very blatant with him about saying, look, I'm not going to play the mom anymore. You know, that
yep.
I've been reasonable and sort of, you know, I confronted you, and I don't want that role. We're co-chairman of this relationship. I don't want to be in charge, but I want you to figure out how to make it okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that sounds like excellent advice, and we're going to talk later, and I will definitely bring that up with him.
Good. Yeah, and I would just say, look, I'm kind of wounded on this, and I'm not. You know, I don't want to bring it up all the time, and I don't want to wander around feeling wounded because that's where we got into this mess before. But it seems to me that I need to kind of know, you know, how you're going to make this okay, how this happened. And the how it happened, the two of you may not need to go into much depth because you can say, okay, I understood. But there are probably better ways of saying, look, if you're not going to let me help you, at least don't shut me out, rather than just allowing yourself to say to somebody else that you love her. Because it's painful to me when I find out. It's misleading to her, and it must make you feel like a creep.
Yeah. Well, and almost more than that was the fact that I've been asking him for weeks what was going on.
Yeah, but darling, we already agreed that you can't go back there.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, don't want to hang it over his head. You know, I don't want to be like that.
I would be tempted to say I think we need to have this discussion. We need to have it in depth. I need to feel satisfied. You need to feel satisfied. And then I think we need to sort of agree that we never bring it up again. And should either of us bring it up, it costs us each, you know, $20 every time.
I like that. Okay.
Yeah, because that'll stop both of you from doing it. You can't keep going back to that issue. It's not that I don't agree with you. It's that basically most people, when confronted, I've told the story, and I'm one of those horrible people that is honest, just. And it's not out of any moral high ground. It's because I have one of those faces that you know exactly what I'm thinking to look at me. So I never got away with it. And if you don't get away with it, you stop doing it. And one year for Christmas, you know, I was drying the dishes. My mom was washing them. I said, Mom, what's ebony? And I was like maybe 10 years old. And she said, you peaked. Oh, no, Mom, what are you talking about? Well, of course I peaked. She'd gotten a clock radio for me and my sister, and she'd wrapped it up. And I'd unwrapped it. And I'm really good at unwrapping things and wrapping them back up. And she said... And it said ebony, and instead of being, and I suppose being a psychologist, I wanted to get caught because I did something really naughty. And so, what's ebony? And Mom said, you peaked. And I, what are you talking about? Oh, no, not me, Mom. And all I had to do was look it up in the dictionary. And I've never forgotten that because, and I'm sure she wasn't convinced for an iota, you know, for a second. How else? And she said that to me. She said, oh, how did, the word just popped into my mind, Mom. So the point is, and I'm one of those bastions of honesty just because I never got away with it, as you can tell even then. And even then, I mean, you get away with things for as long as you can, especially if it's a valuable relationship. This is my mom. This was, you know, you're his wife. So let that go. But the rest of it, sort of be stupid, cheerful, and questioning of, gee, you know, curious. How are you going to fix this, fella? All righty, call
Thank
me if you need me.
Joy.
You're welcome.
Okay,
I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569 is the way to get in touch with me. As I said, starting off, there is, I swear to you, there is something going on in the universe that is very strange and kind of vaguely, it's not so much troublesome per se, it's just kind of unstable, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking? All righty. It's probably because today is National Candy Corn Day. All right. Let me ask you. First of all, you know, with Oreos, did you hear that Hydrox is back after seeding that Oreo was really the only cookie there for about the last, I think, about 15 years? Hydrox is now, So sold and went out of business, and is now bought by another company. So they're reintroducing Hydrox.
Hmm.
There was this whole article, I'm trying to remember where, that Oreo, that something like, I think one out of every, I can't even remember what, it's like one out of every 20 cookies sold is an Oreo or something like that. Which is, maybe it's higher than that. That would be 5% of all cookies sold are Oreos.
Yeah.
I don't know if you double it because they have a top and a bottom and a middle. All right, so the question is, we could do how do you eat your Oreos, but, I mean, there are only limited ways of doing that. And supposedly the reason they've been so popular is because you can eat them in different ways, and that you can take the top, you know, take them apart. And the idea about crunch, the crunchy outer and the soft inner. Do you like Oreos?
Oh, I love Oreos.
See, they're good.
And yeah, I love the double stuff ones.
I
think the double stuff ones should just become regular Oreos.
Well, have you done the chocolate dipped ones?
No, I haven't. With the chocolate filling or the chocolate
inside? No. They're regular Oreos, and they also make the double dip ones, but they're covered with chocolate.
Oh, okay. So like the actual cookie itself is like
the whole thing is covered with chocolate.
Wow.
Huh. Oh yeah. And even if you think you don't like Oreos, you'd like those. And they have the deep fried Oreos too at street fairs. They have those.
I want to say they might have had that at the Minnesota State Fair this
year. I'm sure they did. But I mean, anything that will give you a heart attack pretty quickly is probably going to be at a state fair.
Yeah. But yes, I love Oreos. Absolutely love them.
If I were a cardiologist, I would be handing. I would have somebody dressed as a little heart. And I would have them handing out business cards because I don't think there's anything at state fair that's. I mean, even if you take an apple, it's dipped in caramel, right? There's nothing at the state fair that will not make you incredibly sick. So it's why we go to state fairs. All right. So my question was, all this came because today is not National Oreo Day, although it is National Breadstick Day. But with candy corn, you know, do you eat them in three separate segments? I mean, do you take the top, take the top off, and then the middle, and then eat the little point?
They're probably a little too small for me to try and do that, but I do love candy corn, though.
Yeah, they're straight sugar. But, yeah. I mean, I eat them. I take the, sometimes I take the top off first, but sometimes,
the bigger part?
Yeah.
Okay.
The very top. But sometimes I just really like to start with a little white triangle on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
I try and stay away from them because they give me kind of a headache in about 1 second. You know, the ice cream, the brain freeze thing you get, I get a candy corn. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so that's a National Candy Corn Day. We should call in and say, you know, what is the junkiest confection you eat? That would be a good one, don't you think?
Yeah.
Because you know those peanuts, the orange ones, that are not peanuts that are made out of like hard marshmallows? I don't even know if they make them anymore. Those are my mother's favorite candy. Mm-hmm. And my mother, their expiration dates mean nothing to my mother. So, I mean, and they're usually in Roman numerals. I go to her house, and every time I go, I throw out, like, bags of stuff that is, like, 15 years past expiration date. Oh, well. And she said, well, but it's not opened. I said, Mom, the expiration date was 15 years ago. This is a true story. I once threw something away. It was 23 years past its expiration date.
Oh, my goodness.
Then, Mom, you'll poison yourself. Well, honey, yeah. I didn't open it. It doesn't make any difference. Anyway, all right, National Candy Corn Day, National Publicist Day. If it's National Publicist Day, why didn't the publicist get that listed first rather than second after Candy Corn Day?
Yeah.
Clearly. National Speak Up for Service Day. I don't know what that means. For what kind of service? Like you getting bad service at a restaurant?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And National Breadstick Day. Maybe it's throwing your breadsticks at people if they don't give you good service. You know, you can tell. What if have I had chocolate today? I must have. I'm in my chocolate frame of mind, aren't I? Okay. On this day in 1485, Henry VIII of England was crowned. Okay. Now, in 1534, Henry VII, I lied because I was saying this didn't make any sense. In 1484, Henry VII of England was crowned. Because Henry VII was not the problem. Henry VIII was the problem, right?
Yep.
And so in 1534, English Parliament passed the Act of Supremacy, making Henry VIII head of the English Church, right? A role formerly held by the Pope. And we remember why he did this? Because his wife didn't conceive a male heir. And because he was married in the Church, he wanted an annulment. And the Pope said, So Henry said, okay, I'm the Pope. And this cost a number of women their head. Remember?
Yeah.
Anne Boleyn also. So this Henry was Henry was a seriously tough guy. The play that was done, was it called Wolf Hall? I think that's what it's called, which looks at the world through through Thomas Cromwell's eyes. I think, and he becomes kind of the hero. But I should have been Tommy. But it's fascinating history. And, you know, we view it as really ancient history, but that's, you know, that's where a huge number of our assumptions, our folk, certainly our language came from. Okay, in 1831, and it really is an interesting day in history. In 1831, in Southampton County, Virginia, Nate Turner was captured and arrested for leading the bloodiest slave rebellion in United States history. Now, some people call him Nat, and some people call him Nate Turner. I think I'll call him Nat Turner. I think that's what I was taught, escaped slave. The bloodiest slave rebellion in United States history. In 1938, Orson Welles, see, this really is a cool day. Orson Welles broadcast his radio play of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds, causing anxiety in some of the audience in the United States. Supposedly, although this has been disputed, that there were suicides, but it was a radio program where they interrupted it to say that there had been a Martian invasion. And it sounded, because people didn't have television, they didn't have the internet, and people thought it was real. You can tell, you know, my notion that today the Mercury must be retrograde or something, hear what it was in history, right? Mm-hmm. Henry VIII says, I'm the Pope. Nat Turner's captured after leading a bloody slave rebellion. Orson Welles suggests that the world is being invaded by Martians. In 1941, FDR approved $1 billion, which was a lot of money in 1941. It's not like some change now, in lend-lease aid to the Allied nations. In 1944, Anne and Margot Frank are deported from Auschwitz to Bergen-Belsen concentration camp, where they die from disease the following year, shortly before the end of World War II. So, I mean, you can see it's a day in history that has the same kind of destabilizing kind of factors going on that seem like going on today. See, that's why I really love history. Jackie Robinson of the Kansas City Monarchs signs a contract for the Brooklyn Dodgers to break the baseball color line.
And he would make his
number
debut,
42.
Make his debut about a year and a half later.
Yep.
1947.
And he was number 42, right?
Yep. That's right.
See, you think I know nothing. So what are we going to do about the Mets? Jeez.
Well, but I told you, I'm already kind of pulling for Kansas City because, you know.
Well,
I mean, I like the Mets. I have no problem with the Mets, but you know, Kansas City. Is,
well, I don't know. We'll have to see. There's still more baseball to come.
Kansas City's looking for a little redemption because they lost the World Series last year to the
Giants. But the Mets. I mean, look, neither of them. They won the World Series within a year of each other, but it was so long ago, nobody remembers.
Yeah.
Let alone the team. In 1974, the Rumble in the Jungle between Muhammad Ali and George Foreman takes place in Kinshasa, Zaire. Ali wins by a KO in knockout in the eighth round, regaining the title of world heavyweight champion and causing Foreman his first professional defeat. Mm-hmm. There was a great documentary about the Rumble in the Jungle and Don King and his hair.
Yep.
In 1974, as a member of the California Angels, Major League Baseball player Nolan Ryan throws the fastest recorded pitch at 100.9 miles an hour.
Mm.
Think about throwing something that fast, which is the Tony Conigliaro story, right, of getting beaned by something that fast?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All righty, 855-993-7569. Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Your house is under attack. Every day, our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. And for those of you who are paying attention, you're saying, well, how come she didn't do movies yesterday? Transparency, I gave a speech for Inwood House yesterday. And I think, with all due respect, I mean, I love doing charity work, but I was the ringmaster, as I said, for the Big Apple Circus on Wednesday, but they accommodated so I could do the circus and still do my program. So I didn't do it yesterday, so that's why I'm doing movies today. But from now on, I'm not going to miss programs to do nonprofit stuff, right? I can do evenings, or they can accommodate, or whatever. We'll figure out a different way of doing it, because I felt guilty. And I was doing good, but I still felt like, you know, I needed to be where I'm supposed to be. So I'm not going to do that anymore. Anyway, so that's why we're doing movies today. Not a whole lot of movies, to be quite honest, which is kind of unusual because it's holiday, it's the Halloween weekend, but maybe that's why. It's also the New York Marathon. It's also, don't forget, this is Spring Forward, Fall Back. So you get an extra hour of sleep. Yay! I've always viewed that as, personally, I always take everything personally. I view it as a birthday present that I get an extra hour of sleep. But it does mean that the world is a darker place starting next week. And next week, next week is the week where everybody is a little groggy, but it's in the spring where we lose an hour of sleep that everybody gets really cranky. All right, but nevertheless, I digress. Big movie opening this week, I think. Although I don't know that it's going to beat the Martian again. And then the scary movies tanked. You know, all the ones that were supposed to be Halloween movies all tanked. You know, I think the world has gotten scary enough that we don't need scary movies. I don't even like, I was at a play last night where things were dropping out of nowhere, and it wasn't even supposed to be scary, and I thought, you know, I don't really like this. It's not fun. All right, but the movie, the movie is burnt. It stars Bradley Cooper and Sienna Miller. Daniel Brühl, who I would watch read a cookbook, and Ricardo Scamarchio, who's also in The 33. All right, so this is a story. Supposedly, this is based more or less on Gordon Ramsay. This is a chef who destroys his career. I don't think that part has to do with Gordon Ramsay, with drugs and diva behavior. He returns to London determined to redeem himself by spearheading a top restaurant that can gain three Michelin stars. Okay. All right. You get to see a lot of Bradley Cooper's buns, literally and figuratively. I'll tell you the problem with it. I mean, I think Bradley Cooper is an enormously charismatic actor, and I think he is a better actor, as we saw in American Sniper, than he's sometimes given credit for. But this one, I'll tell you, if you're a food junkie, this is kind of food porn. They show all these cute little dishes with, you know, fancy sauces and reductions and tchotchkes and little shapes and towers and whatever. And when in the review, which you can get at drjoy.com, I said I thought the movie was kind of like the food. It was too twee, very, very pretty to look at, but basically not very satisfying. And that's what I felt about the movie, that watching Bradley Cooper yell at people and be a stinker wasn't very appealing. And we've seen it before, and anybody who watches the Food Channel probably sees it all the time. I don't know, it didn't quite work for me. And supposedly this was going to be an Oscar contention, but I don't think it ever was. I think somebody was completely correct in looking at this and saying, I mean, it's okay. It's not awful. There's one twist in it that you may or may not see coming. But, I mean, he's just such an unlikable character that... And apparently he did work in a kitchen and he grew up cooking, so he didn't really have to learn very much about this. And it does give you the sense of the pressure in, I suppose, in a high-class restaurant. I will tell you about this movie. I chose not to see it, so you're on your own about this one. It's called Love, Gaspar Noé. It's in 3D, and basically you get to watch people's and their genitalia in 3D, and I had absolutely no interest in that. So you're on your own. I think that romantic movies are one thing, implying sexual behavior is another, but I've never been one of those people who thought it was really a lot of fun to watch other people have sex. But if you do in 3D, then that's your movie. I think it's not going to do any business, but that's my guess. The Wonders is a little movie that's sort of the opposite end of the spectrum. It's a family of beekeepers, and bees seem to be having their own season this year. They figured prominently in Mr. Holmes, with Ian McClellan. These are family beekeepers living in Tuscany, and they are disrupted by the arrival of a teenager and a reality show that decides it's going to showcase the family. This is one of those movies that's kind of artsy-craftsy, and it sort of didn't grab me, to be quite honest. I'll tell you a movie that did, believe it or not, is Tab Hunter Confidential, 2015. Tab Hunter, and I mentioned this before, Tab Hunter, and he's in it, and man, you talk about a guy who's aged gracefully. He's a kid from, I think, a small town in, I think it was Texas, I don't even remember, and went to Hollywood, impossibly good-looking. And he was of the same generation of Rock Hudson and had the same agent and worked for the same company. And basically he got thrown underneath the bus because apparently they had the goods on Rock Hudson that he was gay. And Tab Hunter, when he'd first come to Hollywood, had gotten arrested at a party that was for gay men. I mean, think about this. It's not that long ago that you could get arrested for being at a party if you were gay. And so they had the goods on Rock Hudson, but he was a bigger star than Tab Hunter, so they threw Tab under the bus. He's an amazing, first of all, he's very good looking. Second of all, he's amazingly without bitterness, which I find remarkable. It's really a kind of a time capsule of the 1950s, the studio system, how powerful agents were, and a really seemingly nice, well-grounded man. It also has got Clint Eastwood in it, Paul Newman, Portia de Rossi. So, you know, whether you know anything about Tab Hunter or you're just interested in the history of movies or how far, I mean, you have to remember the 50s were basically, you know, 60 years ago. So the amazing how far the country's come, which for me, I mean, it's tragic that it was such a mess 50 years ago, but how far we've come in that amount of time, which in human history isn't all that, you know, in dog years. Sandra Bullock's Our Brand is Crisis has got a limited release, but I'm seeing it next week, so I'll review it for you next week. More information at drjoy.com. If you have any questions, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.